Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We have been talking about company prayer power. And in this service, we're going to talk about part three. What are the importance of praying together as Christians, as a church family, as a covenant group? The Bible says that the apostles return to their own company. When it comes to prayer, what are the importance or the effects of praying in the midst of the saints? We know about personal prayer, but we really don't talk a lot about corporate prayer. And each one has their own place. So, in these three parts, today included, that we are doing, trying to let us see the place of corporate prayer, praying together in the church, even just attending a fellowship. That I'm there, I feel like a Wednesday evening, I want to rest when service is going on. It's just a midweek service. It's not just. It's a calculation by God to do something in our destinies, on our journey here on earth. And if you keep missing such opportunities, the consequences could be very dire. I believe strongly that some of the teachings that were not brought to us, so many of us when we were growing, is the reason why our growth has been more kwashiako than a rounded growth. Because for a Christian to be there and you don't feel like going to church, it's not normal. Something is fundamentally wrong with your foundation. And no matter how you try to justify it, you try to garnish it, polish it, color it, whatever is happening around you should not take you out of fellowship in terms of ministering to the Lord and fellowshipping in the brethren. Praise the Lord. And in my generation, I think that we teach more psychology than truth. And we try to, in our bid to be humane and to be diplomatic, we make people know that, yeah, sometimes the church has hurt the people are hurt, and all of that. But what I find very strange is that in a flock of sheep, when the sheep is hurt, it limps along the flock of sheep in the direction that they are going. Except it's totally grounded to the point that it wouldn't move. Because in most cases, when the sheep is even sick, it will be the shepherd's duty to kill the sheep so that the sickness does not infect other sheep. Two of us. So it's the shepherd. The sheep doesn't isolate itself. It's the shepherd that comes to say, you are a sick sheep, and the way you are sneezing around, you are going to make other sheep sick. So let me isolate you. But this time around, members who are sheep of Christ are free to isolate themselves because a brother borrowed money from you and didn't pay. Or a sister went out with you and she says, I'm not going out with you again. Then the brother has stopped church because the sister has broken up with him. And pastor preached the message and I'm not happy. It's like pastor is targeting me when I don't live in your house. So too many things making us get out of line. And we feel like it's justifiable because also we have a more prominent leg of the social media, which has a lot of commentators who are, it's their right to comment, but they are not commenting on behalf of Christ. And so everyone is a Bible scholar, Everyone is, that's why you can see a journalist can speak like it's really a called minister or he knows the Bible because he's crammed one or two Sunday school scriptures. And or a politician can speak and even instruct pastors. And in Nigeria, you see Daddy Boylan, and he's trying to teach pastors how church should be done, how we shouldn't do church, and all of that. But, you know, if what you are saying is theologically correct, doctrinally correct, glory be to God. But if it's just your human construction to try to socialize the church in how we should function, then there's a problem. And these problems are the reasons why we can be in church and easily check out of fellowship and feel like it's okay to do that. But it's not okay. It's not okay. It's not okay at all. You are missing out on a lot. So, can I preach? We want to glean from Esther. In Esther chapter 3, verse 3 to 6. Esther chapter 3, verse 3 to 6. The Bible said, then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why transgressed thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand. For he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. What a man. For they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Praise the Lord. We are talking about company prayer power part 3. Please take your seat. The text we have read is a book of Esther, which is one of the very important books in the Bible. Very significant also in the fact that you don't typically see the name of God specifically mentioned, but possibly there is more reference to God in that book than in many other books that specifically mentions the name of God. And in this book, there are three key characters. So you have the character, maybe four. You have the king Ahasuerus. You've got Haman on that side of the kingdom. And then you also have got Mordecai and then Esther. And Esther, as we know the story, is a slave girl in their kingdom. The kingdom has about 127 provinces from Asia to Ethiopia. So huge. You know, and Esther became the queen of that kingdom. Indeed, she was not the only queen, but I believe she was the leading queen. You know, because she occupied the position of Vashti. And Vashti was the leading queen. At all times, I mean, from Esther's own conversations, he said that everyone knows in this kingdom that all the officials and the wives or the queens of the king, if they have not been invited to the king's chamber, they couldn't go there. So it clearly shows that she was not the only queen in the kingdom, but she was the main queen. Praise the Lord. And that's what God does. Anytime there is the plurality of positions or places, what he seeks to do is to place his own child in the leading role. You see Joseph, you see Daniel, there are a lot of governors there. Daniel becomes the president of all the governors. Joseph becomes the prime minister. God is always seeking to, you know, positioning his people in the prime position and making them the premium people. Praise the Lord. So Esther is there. Then this man emerges. I believe strongly that if you look at the history of the book of Esther, It was at a time that King Ahasuerus had gone into a battle, has lost the battle. He came back. His treasury was heavily depleted. Then Haman goes to him and tells him that I am going to replenish your treasury, but I want you to do something for me. There are people here who are not obeying your instruction, and because of that, they are not profitable to you. I want to wipe all of them out, and I will pay heavy sums of money into your treasury if you grant me that request. And at that time, when the king was that depleted in his treasury, he thought that it was a great idea. Because one, how could it be that you strangers and slaves who are subject to this kingdom and the king's authority could just rebel against the commandment of the king like that? And then the king thought that, I mean, even without money, it's a great idea. So with more money, it's even a super fantastic, you know, idea. And so at the blind side of the king, he gave his signet ring. I'm just giving you the background of the story. And then Haman was given the authority to go ahead and destroy the people. And within a short time, letters were written. The post had gone all over in the kingdom that God's people, the Jews, should be destroyed and their properties taken as plunder or spoil. Anywhere people see them, they should kill them and take whatever belonged to them. And so Mordecai, whom we are told is the leader of the Jews and his people are the Jews, was written to. And he didn't actually go to Esther. It is Esther's servants that saw that Mordecai was crying about in the city, wearing sackcloth at the gate. And they told Esther, your father, Mordecai was a foster father of Esther. Your uncle is nakeding himself there in ashes, wearing sackcloth, you know, just crying and misbehaving. You know, what is unbecoming. As a queen, your father cannot be seen doing that. So Esther sent clothing and to Mordecai, and he wouldn't change it. And then he asked him, what is happening? And he said, letters have been written that all of us are going to die. And so I want you to go to the king's chamber, and I want you to go and petition on our behalf. And then Esther said that, this place, we don't go there like that. If you go there without protocol, you will die, no matter who you are, except you have been called. Now, I wish I was teaching about other things, you know, because the story thus far gives room for a lot of very nice teachings. But there are a few things that I want us to point to. Number one, maybe where I've gotten to, let me say that it should be very interesting to you that your mother or father is not seen in a very good light in society. Like Mordecai, when Esther's servant reported to her that, look, queen, this is your father. He doesn't wear good clothes and his life is bizarre. If you are here and you have biological parents, you are people who gave birth to you, you are people who took care of you or who fostered you in one way or the other, if you have a teacher who really made a good input in your life, if you have a pastor who is a leader who has invested into you, and you see them not in a good light, at least in their appearance, it should be of a great concern to you. Are you here with me at all? So to be a child of God, well positioned by God, and you lack empathy, you lack sympathy, you lack humanity, you lack the bowels of mercy towards how people fare, how people look, especially for people who have made some contributions to your life. It should concern you that it's like you are losing something in your life. If you have a spouse who doesn't look well, if you have a wife, your wife doesn't look well, but you look well, it's a big problem. If you are a wife, you look well, your husband doesn't look well. Don't say so on bed dressing. Yeah, you have to dress the man. And make sure that the man is looking well. Am I teaching something here? That's why I say I wish that this test will give me opportunity to teach other things. Because I even read somewhere where when Haman had been invited to the party and he was leaving the king's presence, he saw Mordecai, and Mordecai didn't bow. And he was, Bible says that he went in indignation, but he restrained himself. Haman restrained himself. And you, with the Holy Ghost, you struggle to restrain yourself when you are angry or more. Haman is better than you. Haman, devil speaking, could restrain himself for that season, and you can't with the Holy Ghost. That's a big problem. And if you were teaching on leadership, you will see that if you are a leader, you have to learn. Because even devils, people know how to restrain themselves. And if you do that, you'll be a great leader. But here in chapter 3, verse 3, we see that Mordecai defied Haman's power. The king has said, if you are at the gate, when you see Haman coming, bow to him. Mordecai says, I'm a Jew, I don't bow. And the custom of the Jews is that you serve the Lord thy God only, and him alone you bow to. When you are Christian, there are principles you adhere to. Whether you are in your own land or you are in another person's land, when it comes to God, you try not to compromise. You may flow with a lot of market rules and all of that, but when it comes to something that goes directly into God, I'm not saying compromise in any way, but I'm just saying that when it comes to God, the law of your God is something that you must protect at all times. Praise the Lord. And so Mordecai, Bible says that he defied. In fact, if you read the scripture, it says that he transgressed, verse 3 to 4. Verse 3 to 4 says that he transgressed against the law of the king in that he refused to bow to Haman. So Haman became very angry at Mordecai. One of the things that is going to make the devil very angry is when you defy his power against the things that people have bowed to. Are you with me at all? We are talking about prayer. If you want to be defiant, that nobody marries in the family, I'm going to defy it. Nobody works in the family, I'm going to defy it. No one succeeds in the family, I'm going to defy. I won't bow to this devil in the family. Then you should be ready for the anger of hell. Because there was no way Mordecai was going to defy Haman and go scot-free. So when you are ready that I'm not going to toe this line that everyone has told in the family, or I'm not going to bow to this pattern that has defeated everyone in the family, then you should be ready for a fight. Tell somebody you should be ready for a fight. Yeah, if you don't want some of the premature death that kills everyone in the family, then you should be ready for a fight. And if you're a child of God, you should have a mind of defying anything that has an image of the devil. But it will come with a fight. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's a fight against family issues, ministry issues. In this area, to defy things here, it's going to come with a fight. In this Accra, fight. In this Ghana, fight. Africa, fight. It's a fight. Tell somebody it's a fight. If you are going to be defiant, say it. Get ready to fight. So when that happened, Haman became very, very angry. And in verse 5 and 6, the Bible said, and when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. Hanayamedano. He became angry and said that, in fact, if I kill this guy alone, I'm a fool. I'm a fool if I kill this guy alone. I'm a weakling if I focus on this guy alone. I would do something that this guy, even in hell or wherever, he would never forget me. I will not kill. So the Bible said that he extended the anger and the distraction to Mordecai's people because he had heard that the Jews were Mordecai's people. Now, ask somebody, do you know that you have a people? One more time. I'll ask the person, do you know that you have a people? Do you know your people? And tell them, some of your people are your immediate family members. The people you love, the people you work and give your life for. Some of them are your church family people, your destiny helpers. It could be your spouse, your best friend. You have said, if I kill you alone, every decision you make spiritually against darkness, darkness will try to extend the consequence beyond you to your whole generation. Are you here with me at all? He's looking forward to punishing you by extending the punishment. So he said, he taught his scorn. That's it. It's not valuable if I deal with this Mordecai alone. I will extend it to the whole family. Extend it to anything that is meaningful to him. Whatever he loves, I will come for it. Yeah, and that's why I want you to know that this Christianity that we have gone to stoke fire for people who are very innocent. And so, if you are going to see these innocent people safe, then you need to position yourself well. Are you here with me at all? You need to position. You cannot go and call for this fight and go and sleep. That you name the name of Jesus here on earth, you cannot sleep. Devils are coming for you. Devils, people are going to come for you. Post, all manner of things are going to come for you. And so that you didn't allow somebody to sleep with you, you are very bent on following the will of God and being in the will of God, Satan will be your partner on that journey. And he will try to touch things around you to get your attention. Hello? Yeah. Please ask somebody, do you know that Satan is trying to get your attention? Do you know that he's trying to get your attention by extending your battles to your generations? Yeah. He told them. He says that in verse 9, he said, he went to the king and he said, if it please the king. Look at what he said in verse 10. Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom. And their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them. If it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it into the king's treasuries. Very bad person. In fact, if you read chapter 5 verse 13, it also tells you that when he left the party, the invitation to the party, he was very angry. Haman is an angry person. And he misrepresented the Jews to the king. He said, there are these people, oh, they are diverse, they are there. They don't follow anything the king says. Misrepresented. Because sometimes the devil will set up people who will misrepresent you to authorities. You can do all the great job, but they would never include you in anything great. You have been misrepresented. But you will be the one to do all the important things. And you have been sold out. Can you put your hand on your head? Say, Lord, have mercy on me. I cannot be sold out. No misrepresentation against me shall stand. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Some people, the reason why they are not married is because somebody went to say something. And when you see that there is misrepresentation bringing you confrontation, bringing you frustration, bringing you delay, all kinds of battles, it should make you posture in a different way. So he went and told the king, he says that, so because of that, let me send a letter to destroy all of these people, and then there shall be a financial reward to the king. So Haman financially sponsored a lie to secure debt documents against the Jews. Yeah. There was a lie that was fueled financially to secure debt document, debt warrant. So if you read that chapter 3 verse 11, it says that, and the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemeth good to thee. And verse 13, and the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. In one day, all the Jews should just be killed. That's what Adolf Hitler even wanted to do. When Haman failed, he wanted to do it. Letters were written into all the 127 provinces. Wherever you see a Jew, it's a national security threat. Kill him. Kill her. Whether it's big, small, baby, breastfeeding, infant, what, anything Jewish. Kill and take what is theirs. Very serious matter. So, we as Christians here on earth, will become like hunted people. Do you understand? There are demons living in people, demons living in systems, demons living in structures. In fact, there is darkness here on earth that wants to quench us. That is why if you play with what God has proposed, what God has, you know, put forth for our deliverance, our security, our redemption, our protection, you are on your own. Because this world is a very dark world. Praise the Lord. It's a very dangerous place to be on your own. So you see them, and they are Christians. Suffer them. Kill them. So sometimes you see hatred that you don't even know the foundation. And you know, you think that Haman's anger and hatred for Mordecai is just because of what Mordecai did. This thing goes beyond that too. Enka, Haman has misbehaved that. Just stay with Haman. He said, no. There is a history to this. If you read, I think, Tommy Tenney's book on Hadassah, Tommy Tenney. He wrote the book on God Chases. It's a series on staying in the presence of God. He has one book called Hadassah on Esther. And he says that when you trace the genealogy of Haman, you will find out that he's a descendant of, is it Gag? Agag. The king that King Saul was commanded to kill, together with his people, that he collected sheep and brought the king. It is believed that when he flouted that instruction, that's what the book says, that the king had an opportunity to impregnate somebody. And that descendant, you know, that seed that God wanted to kill, carried on. And then they produced, and Haman is. So you always see Haman they refer to him as Haman the Agagite. And so there is a history of hatred for the Jews from King Saul's time, when Haman was not born. And he's carried it to the kingdom. So anywhere he sees the Jews, he was just waiting for the right time. These people, you know, some of you don't know the problem that has been remitted to you. Yeah, from your great, great people who serve God. And there are battles we are going to face here. They are winnable battles, but if you play like the way Esther was playing before, you will see it well, oh. And that's why I'm bringing you to this level that, hey, the victory is ours, but if you don't posture well, you will become the victim. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. This is the introduction. And we have to go into the matter. So, as a result of all these things, what did the actions of Haman, what did they bring to the Jews? What did the actions of Haman produce to the Jews? Number one, when you have an enemy like Haman, when you have trouble coming from the pit of hell, number one, it was the first thing was a hasty decision to destroy. Esther chapter 3 verse 15. Hasty decision to destroy. The Bible says that the post went out being hastened by the king's commandment. Then can watch the letter. Yeah. Allow the letter to no. They put premium royal post on it. It shook hasten, right? They took the fastest transportation and means of disseminating that information that they should kill the Jews on a particular day of a month. Everybody, it's not a small matter. So sometimes you are there and demons are hastening decisions for your destruction. Destruction of your life, not only lives, because the Jews, their businesses were supposed to be destroyed or taken also away. Are you here with me at all? So you are there and you see that whenever something, maybe you are about to blow now, then you see that quickly things happen like in Job's time. Every day, every hour brought trouble. Hasting decision for destruction. Today, may the Lord overturn it in Jesus' name. Number two, in that same verse 15, it says that, and the post went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink. But the city of Shushan was perplexed. So the result of Haman's action brought perplexity to the people of God. They were perplexed. They became confused. They became weakened. They became burdened. They became troubled. Are you here with me at all? It's like the world, their world was crumbling. When you see symptoms like that, things that happen that perplex you, perplexities, things that would take your peace, would take your joy, you know that the end has come. And it's coming from a very high place. Major scandal, attack from the pit of hell. When you begin to see, because you see, sometimes we pray by following symptoms that are given to us from the word of God. When you see these signs, the end is about to come. So Bible shows you signs. And so he tells you, pray, because this is the hour of darkness. Pray, do this. Are you here with me at all? Are you sure you are here? So you see this, and when you see perplexities, every good thing, once you go in, it's like everywhere spoiled. Then you are perplexed. In that realm, in that particular moment, when you see that kind of thing, you have to posture in a different way. Number three, there were mournings, weepings, and wailings. In chapter 4, verse 3, look at it. In chapter 4, verse 3, Bible says that, and every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Haman's action brought mournings, weeping, and wailing.
fact, if you read the next verse, the Bible said, so Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it to her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved. So even Esther, he became exceedingly grieved when she heard about it. Mourning, it's like, you know, your joy is never there. Every time there are things that will happen to bring, you see your child now, then you are sad. Weeping, wailing, every time there is that problem that is just looking at you in the face. That's why one of the blessings of prayer is that he says that, pray, ask of me, I will answer and your joy will be complete. So one of the things that completes your joy is being in the presence of God in prayer. Are you with me at all? It gives opportunity for your destiny to encounter fulfilled joy, full joy, complete joy. So you say, meninji, go into prayer. If you are not happy, is complain will not bring you joy. One of the things that will fill the tank of your joy is prayer. A prayerful person will receive fullness of joy. It comes by God answering your prayers that your joy will be what? Full. But you want things to be answered and you don't want to pray. Please, can you stand up for 1 minute and tell somebody that it doesn't work that way? If you want fullness of joy, you need to be prayerful. Praise the Lord. Very quickly. So, what was Esther's response to all these things? In chapter 4, verse 16, Esther, watch it. It said to Mordecai, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days. I think somebody is going to do this fast. 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded. So when Esther saw all these things, and she became grieved, and Mordecai said, Esther, you can't tell me that you can't go to the king. If you stay here, don't think that you and your house will be free from this thing that is coming. In fact, God will find another way of bringing us deliverance. By you and your father's house, you and your house, you will perish. Pepepe. Then Esther woke up. I think that there are some, you see, one of the works or the duties of a father figure is to wake you up spiritually from what will kill you but looks like comfort. You are a queen. Are you hearing me? You have everything at your disposal. That comfort is about to kill you in a nice way. Yeah, when your bed is, you are sleeping, you say, ah, Radua Ebi. First, now me da boso. And then me da water bed so. Alam krabu aminti. Nyamiwa Ebi. God has been good. Then you write on Facebook, I am a man helped by God, marvelously helped by God. This is marvelous help. When fire is burning, there are perplexities, wailings, weepings. The decree has been hastened. You are there stretching your inside on a massaging bed, not knowing that that massaging bed is becoming your grave in some few moments. Some of us, we are just a congregational prayer away from our troubles. Yeah. Look at what Esther said. Mordecai was giving instruction left, right. You see, that's why for me as a pastor, one of my pastoral duties is to wake you up spiritually. That get out of your slumber. This one that you are taking as style. Oh, mompire, oh, ma, sorry. Hey! Christ did not save you to be wasted. Then you'll be angry. Pastor, who have me to do? Me, I mean, ma, sorry, I know. Now, me, pay pressure. How do you open your pressure? Oh? No, no, you will get pressure. We will come to church. You see, today I was praying. I don't know whether it was my mind telling me or God telling me. When I saw this Esther kind of fast, I said, Kai, I don't know whether it was God telling me, but I need to go and ask where. I was desiring for us to do this kind of thing. The whole church. Yeah. That's why I will raise prayer topic and people will pray. Boko. Because, Charlie, 3 days, you are only on water. No, no, no. This is Esther is Old Testament, so we are New Testament, so we'll add water. we'll add water. No drink, no, just water. I was desiring for it. Please be praying for me that I will hear the voice of God well. This one, I'm not sure that I heard God, but I was praying that it will be God's voice. Wake up! Wake up! Sometimes when the sleep is becoming too much, it's a sign that the decree has been hastened. When the comfort is entering into your head, the decree has what? Been hastened. There's a thin line between your breakthrough and your destruction. Esther said, boy, people need to fast and pray. Yeah, you fast in the field. Pray. He said, gather all the Jews. I will also gather my servants and will pray to avert this kind of calamity. To avert this kind of calamity. It doesn't call for, I know how to pray. I know how to pray. I know you join the congregational. He just made 2 recommendations. Congregational fasting and prayer. And his own company fasting or prayer. So the congregational company and his small company of like people in his immediate corner. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. So please, when it's time for us to gather like this and pray, this is where Haman will fall. Yeah. Most Hamans will not fall when you are alone. Most Hamans will fall when we gather. Gather your small team, or we gather together. We call a solemn assembly. Are you here with me at all? We may not mention your particular Haman's name, but as we are praying, this is what this gathering is meant for. As we are praying, you know, the Spirit himself make an intercession on our behalf. But you should put yourself in the right condition for the Spirit to be doing that on your behalf. Like this one did. And you say you won't attend the church service. You won't come for us to pray together. Even if it's 5 minutes prayer. And we prayed and you said amen. And we said amen together like the poem Ali was recited the last time. So I step into the spirit of my father. I said, Kai, this boy will have a branch very soon. Fire was pouring everywhere. Then he knew that when I shout power, he knew that this thing is not style, because he himself, he doesn't know what took over him. Thing was coming from the wells of power. He doesn't even know those things are there. Parados kapara kataya. Are you here at all? Yeah, that's a recommendation. Please let me admonish you. If in this church you have gisting partners, you have failed. You don't need gisting partners in church. You know, you need prayer partners, spiritual people. If the people you have, you gist, that's a failed company. You don't need it. At your age, you cannot be experimenting. You can't do entertainment. You should be doing prayer-tainment. Pray to entertain your destiny. So, what's going on? Are you serious? at age 25. You are still asking what's going on. Just look at your life, you know what is going on. Look at you. And you know that, Charlie, that thing is not calculated. Do you understand? And when they are clapping for you, just watch the people clapping for you. Sometimes the clap offering is for your wisdom. That has no material to it. A man uses his wisdom to save a whole city. But when they were sharing the spoils, they didn't call him. So sometimes we will clap for you, master's degree. Clap for you, terminal degree, PhD. Clap for you, professor. Hello? So? And they are clapping. You are very intelligent. Oh, but she, I don't know. You know. You ask yourself, where is the interpretation of all these things? Because he said, you kill the Jews, you take what belongs to them. It's not just they dying. There is a target for earning something from their demise. And so when you are standing to pray in the congregation, you are protecting what God has already given to you. Your marriage, your ministry, your finances, your destiny's gains. You are staying away from the church. Staying from prayer midweek like this. Hearing this thing, I'm telling you. It changes a lot of things in your life. When you are there, Wednesday, it's like today, the weather. Wow, what a person. Every time you are testing your own temperature to check if your temperature is high for you to show up or not to show up. That member. Then you would now lie to yourself that I will stream online. So live match. Online idea or more away basso. Online is never for you. We need time in here. And I won't show you. And I won't pay. Last Sunday, I was supposed to do something very critical for my life. Oh. Did you see how I came to fire those two services here? Me, I wish we were not even close. Somebody was saying, she heard that I have this thing to do. How did I have the mind to come and do the service the way I did service? I said, Omo, this is my primary role in life. This one. Being in the presence of God is route one. Route one. Everything, wait. I can get 20%, but here, it was always 100%. But see what we are doing. 100% there. I'm preparing for visa application tomorrow, so midweek in Sofa. Visa. Oh dear, could be so more my visa no. As a nyame to ukwa, ube hune numunyam. It's God talking to somebody now. Yeah, I will continue this preaching, but I want us to pray. When they prayed, we'll see what happened when they prayed. But to let you know that we can avert all these symptoms by a congregational what? Prayer. So when you are home alone, or more fire. When it's time for us to gather, as God has given us opportunity, Wednesday to gather, Saturday to gather, Sunday to gather, don't let your name be out of the register. Because, Charlie, the air that the fan, we call it pepain, the fan, it produces for the coal pot is different from the air in the atmosphere. Yeah. So don't, if you like, put the fire there as a, and from an atmosphere no more, and so you are not time be an ebesa. So you sometimes you work on it personally. Some other times, Johnny do baby, I would jaya atmosphere and I'll be take it to the next level. Be bia with the juma oye. Are you with me at all? Yeah, so just don't be play. Please, can you go to like three people? Say this thing called gathering together. Don't be joking with it. Don't be joking with it. When you see people not coming for Wednesday service, Saturday service, say, sister, stop playing with your life. Why are you playing with your life like that? It's like you are trying to play with your life, pa. Many of my brain, my car, sorry, I'll call. Really? Really? Hey. Praise the Lord. Sambala kotosa sasa. It's coming. Is it happening already? Lift your hand and say, Father, as I am in this company praying, any Haman that has arisen against me and my people, today by your power, take them out. Any hatred, any anger, any wrath that's already over the top of my head, Father, deal with it right now.
Father, deal with
can you
it right
just
now.
Give the Lord a big clap offering? We are going to pray maybe 10-15 minutes, okay? Are you with me? Congregational prayer is a practical prayer. We don't teach it. You pray it. As we are together, we are praying, you know. We are all fish inside the soup on fire. The first thing is that Mordecai defied Haman and there were feedbacks. So you are going to pray, Father, things that I have defied and they are giving me negative feedback. Are you here with me at all? Things that I have defied spiritually and they are giving me negative feedback. I pray, as we pray right now, let's pray together. Say, Father, things that we have defied,
things that we have defied,
and they are giving us a negative feedback.
They are giving us negative feedback.
As a church,
as a church,
as a household,
as a household,
and as individuals,
and as individuals,
as we pray right now,
as we pray right
Father,
now,
by your power,
Father, by your power,
let there be an intervention.
Let there be an intervention.
Reverse the feedback.
Reverse the feedback.
Neutralize the feedback.
Neutralize.
Can you hold the hand of somebody, say, Father,
Father,
as we pray together,
as we pray together,
any
negative feedback
from powers that we have defied,
powers that we have defied,
sicknesses that we have defied,
sicknesses that we have defied,
authorities that we have defied,
authorities that we have defied,
neutralize them right now,
neutralize them right now,
neutralize their feedback,
neutralize their feedback
against our lives,
against our lives,
the ones we know,
the ones we know,
and the ones we don't know,
and
we have defied,
don't know we have defied.
We pray right now.
We pray right now.
Father,
Father,
neutralize them.
Neutralize them.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Mashekola fetel. Intoli palu satela. Isoko para sataya. Allah patata la bakapata. Eseleka fetel beleka pe. Esola balada bada 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 ba. Esantalia para. As a church, things that we have defied, as a household, things that we have defied, as individuals, things that we have stepped into and defied, that they are giving us negative consequences, negative feedbacks. Father, by the authority of the blood of Jesus, we neutralize those feedbacks. Let your power neutralize every negative feedback.
Sundala Badia, Italia,
anybody's personal battles,
anybody's personal battles
that have been extended to me,
that have been extended to me
for my distraction,
for my distraction,
or any personal battle of mine,
or any personal battle of mine
extended to my generation,
extended to my generation
for distraction,
for distraction,
any battle of this house,
any battle of this house
extended to me and my house,
extended to me and my house
for distraction,
for distraction.
Say, oh God, arise,
oh God, arise,
and stop it right
and
there,
stop it right now.
Now, open your mouth and pray right now. Any extended battles of your parents, battles of your family, battles.
Ipahadola, Isuhane, Intahadua,
power.
Two more prayers. Haman went to the king and said, "These people, they are not profitable to you. Let's kill all of them. Misrepresented them." You are going to pray. Any spirit of misrepresentation in any level, micro, meso, macro levels against your life,
yes, Lord.
My God, I am not there to defend myself. And even if I were there to defend myself, they hold the right not to trust me. But this moment, as I pray, tear down every misrepresentation.
Amen.
Any negativity that has gone ahead of me,
Jesus,
selling me for no profit,
Jesus,
Father, tear it down.
Amen.
I don't know where conversations are being made or where they are about to be made, but say, my father, I overcome all of that.
I overcome all of that
by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Right now.
Any
misrepresentation.
Before whoever.
Tonight.
Let your power.
Scatter.
Scatter.
Now.
Jesus.
Right now.
Any misrepresentation.
Against this church.
Against my life.
So
Holy Ghost.
By the authority.
Of the blood.
Itulia Bada, 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 It
Any financial sponsorship
undergirding any lie
to secure my death warrant
the document for my destruction
for the death of my ministry
my family
my career
that I will be a living dead
Any hand under it.
Any money fueling it.
I pray right now.
Father.
Let that death document.
For my ministry.
My family.
My career.
The work of my hands.
Let it be canceled.
Any offering that was made, wherever, like Haman said, I will put money in the treasury. Let's destroy these people. Whatever has been the sponsorship, whether is your word, is your money, whatever, is under that thing, fueling it. May the Lord quench it right now.
Amen.
That death document shall never be generated.
Amen.
That death warrant shall never be generated.
Amen.
Whatever will make your womb never to give birth,
hey,
we scatter it right now.
Amen.
Whatever will make your children die,
Jesus.
Your spouse die,
Jesus.
This church to die,
hey,
your business to die.
Hey.
Father, by the power
Jesus.
Of the Holy Ghost,
Jesus.
Scatter.
Amen.
Scatter.
Amen.
Whatever is a death warrant,
yes, Lord,
with your name on it,
Jesus,
let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn.
Yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somebody say fire burn.
Fire burn.
Say burn.
Burn.
Clap your hands. Say fire.
Fire.
Burn it now.
Burn it now.
Yes,
Fire!
I declare the victory of this house. I declare the victory of this company. Say, I declare
our victory
as a company with cascading testimonies.
I declare
we are victorious.
I declare
we have overcome
every opposition,
every misrepresentation,
every lie,
every sponsorship,
for us to die.
As we are here,
any hatred
that has been bought for us,
any negative feedback
coming against us, because we have defied the devil, any kind of distraction
that is coming to us
as an extension
of a battle
of somebody
or any battle
going on our loved ones
because of us
say it is canceled
our helpers will not suffer
and I will not suffer
because of anyone
by the power of the Holy Ghost
I declare
we are overcomers
and our testimonies
are here now
in the name of Jesus.
Say I claim it
in the name of Jesus.
I possess it.
Say I walk in glory.
I walk in favor.
In the name of Jesus.
I am blessed.
In Jesus' name.
Do you believe what you just declared?
Yes.
Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise.
Yes.
You didn't do it like a winning army. Clap your hand and give him a shout.
Yes.
I want you to shout like somebody who is receiving a testimony in 24 hours.
Yes.
Give the Lord a shout. Every heaven in your land is granted. Every heaven is granted. Every heaven is granted. Every heaven is granted.
What a blessing. What, clap your hands and bless the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.